feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm thrilled you're joining me today. Before we begin, please subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement and share this episode with someone who could use an uplift. Now let's begin. Have you ever had one of those why now moments where everything seemed to go sideways? Trust me, this is a story you won't want to miss. Here's the scenario. I'm headed out to get gas because it's predicted that a storm is coming and I want to be prepared. But as I'm getting ready, I start thinking, should I take a moment to get dressed? Maybe put on some makeup? I just go now and beat the rush. It's early and I'm only going to the gas station. Who's going to see me, right? So I think, who cares? And I head out in my pajamas, house shoes, and a bonnet. I pull into the gas station and surprise, my car doesn't work at the pump. So now I have to go inside to pay. There's no one in the station, I realize, but the attendant. So I think, okay, this is fine. I pay for my gas and head back to my car, thinking, phew, smooth sailing. But then I look up and there he is, that handsome guy from the neighborhood. You know the one, right? The guy I've been crushing on. Or maybe it's the other way around, the guy who's had a crush on me. Either way, this is not how I want him to see me, looking like a total hot mess. So, of course, he's standing there pumping his gas, and I'm walking toward my car trying to look casual. I'm thinking, okay, just walk normal, not too fast, not too slow, don't make it weird. And guess what? I made it weird. Super weird. We lock eyes and I'm thinking, who leaves the house looking like this? Should I speak or wait for him to speak? I decided to do what anyone else would do. Pretend I didn't recognize him. Looked away and kept walking to my car, praying that the ground would swallow me whole. I get back to my car, pump my gas, and finally drive away. As I'm pulling out the station, I think, well, that's what I get. My mama always told me not to leave the house looking like this. And today, of all days, the one time I thought I could skip it, I get a full-on fail. Lesson learned. Never leave the house like this again. My question to you is, what's one epic fail that, looking back, turned out to be a lesson for you? The truth is, we all have embarrassing moments, don't we? But those moments, they're just part of the journey. So shake it off, laugh at the mess, and keep going. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the missteps we take, but the strength we find in getting back up and moving forward. Every misstep is a step toward growth. And you've got what it takes to keep stepping boldly. Final question. What's one thing you can laugh at today and take it as an opportunity to grow? I'll leave you with this closing thought, a quote by William Arthur Ward. To make mistakes is human. To stumble is commonplace. To be able to laugh at yourself is maturity. Thank you for joining Blessed Beyond Hirsutism today. Until next time, be fearless, be free, And always remember, you are forever loved. Please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you to discover the show faster. And please subscribe or follow so you won't miss any encouragement. Again, thank you for listening.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good. Yeah.